prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is September 11th, a day we remember because of something that happened to us back in 2001, where our country was assaulted. It looks like we're having trouble streaming to Facebook. It says that. I'm hoping that people can see us on Facebook. Let's see if we have to do something to... it's always something. That's part of the problem. We are successfully streaming to YouTube. I know that for sure. Maybe Facebook will connect, and I'll check in a second. But anyway, it's also my son Chase's birthday, which I kind of feel sorry for him because it's not a very popular day. We have to pay homage to our title sponsor, and that is Legendary Foods. The website is eatlegendary.com. The coupon code is SHR10 for 10% off your entire purchase. Check them out. Show them some love. If you are a low-carb, high-protein person or keto, you will find nothing but good snacks to keep you in your lane. All right, so now let me bring my guest on while I try to figure out what's going on Facebook at the same time. Dan Matha, how you doing, Dan?
I'm doing great, Carl. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, my man.
Yeah, no, you know, one of the things that I love about you, and I use that word specifically, is that you're not only one of the biggest, strongest guys I've ever met in my life, just naturally. But you're also one of the most introspective, sensitive, and intelligent guys. And that's a rare commodity to have in a person today. And I couldn't think of anybody else to do this show with than you. And so I want to preface the show by saying that there are a lot of people out there who identify with being big and strong. I'm one of them. I've said stupid things on this show like I was nobody until I was strong. And those ideas and those statements put you into a very small box. And then things happen in your life. They come and go. It could be injuries. In your case, it was changing careers. You went from being – I want to put this picture up just for a second while we're talking. You went from being a pro football player – on everyone's left side, to a WWE wrestler. And those two jobs required different physical form, different physical attributes, and you had to make the accommodations. And I've always wanted to ask you this question. I mean, I tell this story every time you're on the show, but the first time I met you, you had 405 pounds in your crook of your arms doing Zercher squats, looking at the mirror and smiling. And you were massive. You were massive. You were probably, I think, at your heaviest, you were 300 and what?
325.
And you were in the gym reducing your body size, your body weight, because you were going to become a WWE wrestler, and that was going to require a different form factor entirely.
Yeah.
Didn't that play with your head a little bit? You were used to being taking up a certain amount of real estate on the planet, and now all of a sudden you're downsizing. How did that affect you?
There was a little bit of an adjustment period to going from 325 down to when I initially made the jump from football to wrestling. That transition period, I swung from three when I was in the last time I played football, which was I was in Montreal. I went from 315 and I swung over 3 months from 315 to 255. And I probably could have done it a little bit differently, but you know me, and I was just like, we're going balls to the wall, so I dropped all that weight. And it was a lot to deal with because, like, all my clothes, the way I looked like a different human being even when I looked at myself in the mirror.
Right.
So there was a little bit of an adjustment. And then when people, you know, some people, you know, sometimes you let – you know, maybe your ego gets in the way and somebody says something to you that, like, you're no longer the biggest guy that, you know, in the room. And there is that weird attachment to always being the biggest, even though now, I mean, it's very rarely, because I'm 280 right now, it's very rarely that I'm not the biggest guy in the room.
Yeah, right.
But but at that particular time, I think I was 26 at that time, going through that transitional period. I had already had a little bit of experience with dealing with a change of identity, because I went, for the longest time, I only ever viewed myself as a football player. And then there was this weird shaky moment in my life where I wasn't sure if I was going to continue playing football. And I had to actually look at myself for once as like a full human being rather than just a football player. Mm. So that was hard for me to deal with. So then later, let's fast forward a couple years to when I made that drop, when I actually did transition from football to a different industry and I had to drop all that weight. It wasn't as hard at that time because I had already went through it. But I can tell you that you have this attachment to this vision or illusion that you've created yourself to this size, 325, I can squat 700 pounds, bench 5, I can run and jump and smash any human being that I need to.
Right.
And then I drop, I drop all of this weight and my numbers aren't as high. I can't put as much weight on the bar. And, I'm maybe physically not capable of doing things that I could do before. And that can mess with your mind. That can mess with your confidence. You've spent all this time to obtain this ability, and then now it's gone. And you feel, if you don't do the proper mental and emotional preparation, it can mess with your self-esteem. And I did see, I dealt with it just like anyone else, looking, being like, man, I'm not as powerful. I'm not as strong. I'm not as this or that. I'm not, I kept telling myself I wasn't enough. And, eventually I got to the point where I realized how silly that was, because it was like, okay, I might not be able to squat 700 pounds anymore, but I can squat, this much weight for this many reps, and I couldn't do this before. Or I'm able to control my body in a way that I couldn't control it when I was this big. So it was just finding different places or different areas in which I was strong, which don't always have to be physical. And I think that's where a lot of us in the lifting community, because even though I'm an athlete, I feel very much a part of the lifting community. I still lift, and I'm not playing any sports right now. I will continue to lift probably till the day I die.
Right,
Put me 6 feet under with a barbell, okay?
Yeah, so, exactly. Yeah, so you have something to do. Yeah.
Right. And because weights teach us so much. So, but to have an unhealthy attachment to a weight and a sign, and it's arbitrary, how much you weigh is arbitrary. It really only matters to you or maybe other lifters. But in reality, your self-worth isn't in how much you can squat. Your self-worth isn't in how fast you can run or how much muscle you can build. Those things are great, but certain times in our life call for different activities, different abilities, different body types. Nothing's linear. Life is not linear. And anybody that knows about strength training and periodization and muscle hypertrophy, nothing is linear. Even Mr. Olympia, right? He's got 12 weeks, 16 weeks, whatever he takes to get to the biggest and most shredded he ever was. Those next 6 months, he fluctuates. He goes down, he goes up. Same with world strongmen. Their weight is not, they're not all,
Right.
He's not dead in 1200 pounds the whole year round.
Right.
And it's just like anything else, whether it's business, whatever your profession is, it's this.
Right.
It's ups and down. And it's, I think, what can help a lot of us emotionally and mentally is to be able to not let the lows take us even, we're going to hit lows, but it's important that we don't let those lows take ourselves even lower than we need to be, which is, I think, happens quite often when we get attached to our physical body.
Daniel Kinzer makes a good point here. Not surprisingly, more secure individuals who do not view being heavily muscled as being the most important thing about themselves seem to find this transition easier, which leads to a comment that I said earlier off the air. Many of us who have been attracted to physical culture did so because we were trying to fill a void in how we felt about ourselves or who we saw as ourselves. And, you can't change the color of your skin. You can't change your parents. You can't. There's a lot of things you can't change in life. But one of the things you can change in life is you can choose to and effectively become bigger and stronger. And so, first of all, I want to ask you a question. For me, I got picked on a lot when I was a kid. I got beat up often. My father used to say I was a puppy. I was a big kid, but I didn't have the aggressive side. So I got picked on a lot. And so when I learned that I was strong, when I learned that I could easily pull and squat when other people struggled, I found something of value that I didn't see before in myself. What about you? Did you feel any inadequacies growing up? Did you feel any shortcomings that when you started to train and you started playing football and you're smashing people, all of a sudden you were like, damn, you know?
Yeah, for sure. You know, much like everyone else, I, you know, you go through childhood before you hit puberty and you feel weak, right? You know, there's times where you can get picked on or bullied. You know, for me, it was just like in my household, like I had two brothers and my dad, and it was just like literally just everybody's just super alpha, you know? So everybody is either verbally sparring or physically sparring. And like my dad was just like always telling me and my brother, we weren't strong enough or we were soft or this or that, when really my dad is just a madman, you know? And it's just like right. That expectation he had of just physical culture was just,
right.
It was a lot of pressure, but it like, that's what me, you know, me in particular, when I found training, when I found lifting and I was like, okay, I'm not, you know, I was, you know, I had some natural strength. I've always been huge, but when I found that I could lift a dumbbell X amount of times, and then I do it next week X amount of times, and then I can increase that number or increase the weight. I was like, holy shit, I've found something here. I've gotten bigger. I've gotten stronger. I've found something that I'm good at. You know, you almost like get attached, you attach yourself to that, to the lifting,
right?
To a weight, to how many reps and things like that. So then it's like, oh, I'm not weak anymore. You know, the thing that made me feel I was insecure before I did this. And now that I do this, I don't feel insecure. You know, I feel confident. My chest is up more. You know, I can look people in the eyes. I'm more assertive. And it's, you know, it can be very addicting. You know, obviously, you know, 21 years later, still training.
So those people out there that are in that same group as you and I, where we found a value in ourselves when we found out how strong we could be and how big we could be and all the things that that brings. And now they have to make a transition. They're not as strong as they used to be. Maybe it's like me. You know, I've had a lot of injuries and my age is starting to catch up with me. Or you changed industries where you just didn't need that extra 60 pounds anymore. In fact, it was hampering your ability, and you had to give up a bunch of strength in order to get there. What can they do? Like, how do they find value in themselves when they've invested so much value in being this, and now all of a sudden this doesn't exist anymore? What do they do?
Well, just remember, so this is, you get stuck and you get attached to that, to the weight, right? But what you're overlooking is what got, like, how did you get so strong? How did you get so big? I guess at first glance, it may appear that it was physical, that it was your body. But in actuality, it was your mind that got you that strong. It was your mind, yes, that helped you grow and get bigger and get stronger. So if you can take your mind and direct it to build, a magnificent physique, imagine what else you could take your mind and direct it towards and build. Because building a physique is one of the hardest things a human being could do. That's why it's so coveted, right? Because you can't steal it. You can't pay for it. You know, you can't have it given to you. You have to earn it with blood, sweat, and tears. And the mental fortitude and perseverance necessary to build a physique that not only looks great but is functional, you can take that same mindset into anything. No matter what it is, whether it's business, self-help, whatever it is that you're trying to, your life requires you to switch into, take that same mindset and just revert it into what you're trying to do now. And you already kind of, it'll be easier now than it was when it was to build strength, because you kind of have an understanding of how the process goes to get good at anything, right? You know, you're going to suck. You're going to struggle. It's going to be hard. But as long as you keep plugging away at whatever it is every day, eventually you're going to just look down and be like, oh, damn, I look great. And the same thing will be for business. So I think it's just knowing that because you've already succeeded in one endeavor, your mind is capable. You can take that anywhere with you.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point. Your skill is not being strong. Your skill is applying your mind to being strong. And if you can apply your mind to being strong, you can apply your mind to anything. That's brilliant. That's a brilliant observation. It really is. So those of us out there who see ourselves as being super strong and athletic and think that that is who we are, we're not. That's tangential to who we are. Who we are are people who can apply our minds and do things that the average human being can't do.
Yeah, you can, you know, I look at people that lift, that are true lifters, and in my opinion, people that are like true lifters are people that have been consistent for 5+ years, right?
Right.
And that's, if you're under 5 years, you're on your way, you're going to get there, right? But for people that, the true lifelong lifters, like, your skill is that you're a trench digger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
You're a trench digger. And for people don't understand that, like, trench diggers are people who have the hardest, most difficult, yet most important job and will receive no credit for it, right? You're able to go in every single day with your hard hat and your lunch pail and put in work. And you're going to get, you know, you're going to receive those little rewards, but nobody's going to see all that work you put in. You're not going to get rewarded for all of those works. But you were able to persevere in the darkness to obtain said goal. And so your skill, your ability, isn't that you're strong, isn't that you look great, you know what I mean, naked. That's not what your skill is. Your skill is that you can work, you can persevere, you can do whatever it takes to obtain a goal. And so, like, you built the physique, and that's great, but now it's time to build something else. You have everything that you need within inside of yourself. So it's like, that's how you get over that thought, that attachment to size and a number.
Now, we didn't have social media when we were coming up in this, you know, when we were doing the things that we were doing to get strong. You obviously had a great deal of notoriety because you were being viewed as a pro football player, so that you had more exposure than most of us. But today, social media adds an almost encapsulation on the inability to let go of who you see yourself as, because you get momentary daily accolades from people. They like your photos. You rock. They want to be like you. They follow you. They buy stuff because you recommend it. And then all of a sudden, like, you know who I think of? Do you remember Brandon Lilly?
Yeah.
Brandon was on my show years ago, before he blew out his two knees. Brandon Lilly was on the path to be one of the greatest powerlifters we've probably ever seen. I mean, he was squatting and deadlifting stuff like it was nothing. He was a young man. He was like a shooting star in powerlifting. And then he blew out his knees, literally both knees, squatting one day in a competition. You can't come back from that. Like, you can reconstruct the knees and he can walk and go through his life, but he's never going to put that weight on his back again. Yeah. And so right at that moment, I knew, my God, Brandon is gone. Like, he's not going to be able to compete anymore. And maybe he'll become a coach because he had an interesting model for training, just like Louis Simmons has his model. Brandon had his. But that had to really mess up his psyche, because he was on this trajectory. Like, everybody was talking about Brandon Lilly did this and Brandon Lilly did that, and then all of a sudden, boom, he was gone.
Yeah.
And so social media, I believe, puts even greater stress on those of us who are doing superhuman feats of strength, because you got to keep doing better and better to get more and more people to like your posts. And then all of a sudden something happens and you got to back away. That's got to be like trying to kick heroin.
I mean, the the science is there that we're hitting the same sector of the brain with social media posts and likes and comments and things like that as sugar and cocaine and heroin, right? So, I mean, it literally is, you know, one of the most addicting things. And social media is just it's a very easy place to get sucked up into. It's like you said, we get attached to this image of ourselves. And I think human beings did that without social media, but social media was like a charger, right? You plugged it in and it amplified it, you know, times 1,000. And what will happen is a lot of times you can create who you are on social media. Your profile, your avatar can become whatever you want it to be. And a lot of people, like you said, get trapped in that. And I think we're going through this weird stage with social media where people hopefully sooner rather than later are going to kind of realize all the downfalls that are coming with social media. And a lot of it is a lot of emotional and spiritual devoidness that we get from social media. You know, like you get these empty, you kind of get human interaction, you know, you get a like, you get a comment here and there on what you're doing. And it's like makes you feel good in a weird kind of way, but it's really just consumerism. Everyone is a salesman on social media. You're selling something, whether it's yourself or a product. And we're selling, 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 and we're worrying about all of these things. But there's this spiritual devoidness that we have now. And I think a lot of people are, you know, in the Western world are experiencing that. We're experiencing this, you know, religion has become a dirty word. God has become a dirty word. So we kind of push it off to the side, right? But now you see spirituality coming up. You know, instead of religion, we'll say spirituality. Instead of God, we'll say the universe. And when you really look at it, it's the same shit.
Right.
But
it almost gives you permission to believe in something bigger. Because religion creates tribes and factions. And you're arguing on whose tribe and faction is right. But just focusing on spirituality, closing your eyes, believing that there's something more to this process than yourself is very freeing, because people can do that and not have to choose a team. They don't have to choose, well, I'm going to be Catholic, or I'm going to be, you know, a Protestant, or I'm going to be Christian. They're like, no, it doesn't matter. I can connect with a larger power than myself. I don't have to give it a name. It doesn't have to have a shape or a color or a size, but I can still, because the human condition requires, so the interesting thing about humans is twofold. Number one, we want to be in control of our environment. We want to know. That's why news is so popular today, because people want to know what's going on that's going to hurt me. That is part of our evolutionary construct, to know what the dangers in our environment are. But the other thing is, we don't like it when things don't make sense. So we have to create some sort of symbol so that we can feel like, oh, well, I understand this. And if I understand it, then I can avoid it, or at least control its introduction into my life. That's why religion became what it is, because people didn't want to believe that we just die and that's it. They were like, no, it has to be more to it. I'm afraid of death. And so, okay, we created religion. But spirituality is completely different. Spirituality is something that allows you to believe that there are bigger forces at work, and you don't have to worry about the outcome of what's going on in your life right now, because there is something out there riding the wave, whatever you want to call it, of the universe. There's something else out there helping you. We need that as humans. Deer don't need it. Dogs don't need it. But we need it, because we insist on controlling our environment, and we insist on having something that we can at least offload this stress to and say, well, it's in that power's hands, the outcome, and I can just relax and let things unfold. It's a really interesting human process that we have.
Well, a lot of that issue that we have with wanting to know, right, needing to know, that's like the ego. That's the ego feeding itself, being like, I need to know this. I need to be in control of this. I need to look this way and weigh this much, right? But you need to get intact with, you know, and social media only you know, throws gasoline onto the fire that is ego, right? We've got this super egotistical society that just keeps brewing and brewing, and it's getting hotter and hotter because of social media. And a lot of people, you know, this, to go back to our original point of size and being attached to a size, a lot of that is ego as well. It's our inability to let go. And, you know, true religion, true spirituality is being, you know, having faith in the process, having faith in not knowing, knowing that I don't know what's coming. I don't know, you know, I've got to change my body. I've got to change careers. I've got to, you know, I don't know what's coming ahead of me, but I have faith that as long as I believe in myself and I keep working, I keep moving forward, I don't just lay down and die and say, woe is me, that the abundance of the universe, which is infinite, right? As long as we remember that there's an infinite amount of abundance for ourselves, that we will get whatever it is that we need to get and to be whatever it is that we need to be. And I think that that is what I think that that's what spirituality does for people when they really find it and they dig in. They become, you almost get this new added like energy source that gives you this new power.
Yeah, it's actually, some people become euphoric. I know that there have been times in my life where I felt like everything was working in my behalf. Like everything was like, I was just like in the flow. And it's actually euphoric. You feel like the hair on the back of your neck stands up every time something falls into place that you knew was going to fall into place. It's like, oh my God. Like, then there becomes periods in your life where you feel like you're bumping into everything in the universe. It's not, you're not flowing at all. And all it takes.
A lot of us.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, all it takes to change that is to reinvest all of your belief that the universe is doing things good for you. But it's hard for people to do that. It's hard for people to do that because they think that it's silly. But you know what? If it works, what do you care if it's silly? Just go with it.
Yeah.
We have to take a break. We have to take a break. I want to pick up on spirituality on the other side. And plus, there's a couple other things that we want to talk about. We're going to take you have a podcast now, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Where can people find
Spark in the Dark. Spark in the Dark podcast. I'm on YouTube right now. But by the end of the week, I should be on every major streaming platform.
Yeah. Just hope that Facebook doesn't crash five of your streams. That's all. I don't understand what happened. YouTube is fine. 1, 2, 3, 4 Facebook feeds just didn't go. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of Dan Matha. Stay tuned. Oh, what did I do wrong? Oh, sorry. I'm a bozo. We have a sound card. Today is technological problem day. So sit tight. Just give me 1 second.
Sometimes it's like that.
And I don't know. All right, let's see if this is going to work for me. Hold on. Yes, thank you. Be right back. You've heard me talk about the chill pill on the show and how effective it is at helping people who suffer from social anxiety or sometimes when you just want to take the edge off to a long, stressful day. Well, listen to this story from Dylan Goutreau.
Definitely takes anxiety away, which I have a long history of. Having started out at 2 milligrams a day of Xanax, that was at 8 years old, and so I stopped using benzos 3 years ago. Extremely difficult. Yeah, so I spent about 3 years trying to find anything and everything I could that would be healthy for me to help with anxiety, because I'm talking, you know, full out panic attack. The chill pill was the first thing that I've found that actually in the middle of a panic attack I can take, and it definitely subsides.
Go to drseeds.com. That's drseeds.com. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your first bottle of the chill pill. Check it out. I promise this is one supplement that delivers. Chronic stress leaves us tired, distracted, and physically vulnerable. Apollo Neuro is here to help you take control. Apollo Neuro is a new wearable that trains your nervous system to be more resilient to stress. Apollo's gentle vibrations use your sense of touch to help you recover from stress, going from fight or flight to rest and digest, so you can relax, get to sleep, focus, and stay healthy. Developed by physicians and neuroscientists, Apollo Neuro has been tested in multiple clinical trials and is proven to improve heart rate variability, the key biometric of stress. Special offer for friends of Superhuman Radio. Try Apollo Neuro today and and get 15% off your purchase at apolloneuro.com/superhuman. That's apolloneuro.com/superhuman.
I love beef. And if you love beef, listen up. I've discovered the best tasting beef in the world, and that's not an exaggeration, at Piedmontese.com. The Piedmontese breed is famous from Italy for being lean and unbelievably tender, with half the fat and calories of traditional beef. Even typically tough cuts are tender when it comes from the Piedmontese cows. And for the first time ever, Piedmontese cows are being raised here in the USA.
Get 25% off all beef and free shipping on orders of $100 or more
at Piedmontese.com with code SHR. Go to Piedmontese.com and use code SHR today. You will never eat any other type of beef ever again.
Everybody wants to feel better, be healthier, and happier. If you don't sweat profusely on a regular basis, you won't feel as good as you could. Studies have shown the power of infrared sauna. Infrared penetrates 1 to 2 inches into the body. It helps those with back pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, depression, and anxiety. Patients get relief from infrared sauna. The Good Health Sauna has been shown to be an exercise mimetic, conveying many of the same benefits as cardio. There are a lot of reasons people buy a Good Health Sauna, but the bottom line is you will be a much happier, healthier person by using the Good Health Sauna every day. You'll crave it, you'll love it, and it will be the best purchase you have ever made. Good Health Saunas provide commercial-grade saunas for in-home and commercial use, backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. Unmatched customer service and the best financing makes owning one easy and will fit any budget. Go to goodhealthsauna.com/superhumanradio to learn more and save 25% off. Did you know that your gut is referred to as your second brain? In fact, at least 90% of your serotonin, your happiness chemical, is created in your gut. If you don't take care of your gut, you won't feel good, period. Bioptimizers recently released Cognibiotics, a new breakthrough probiotic formula that is clinically proven to enhance your brain function, your mood, and overall mental health. Most probiotics often include conflicting strains or quantities and can cancel each other out. Cognibiotics delivers the exact strain you need in exactly the right ratios and quantities. With a 365-day, no-questions-asked, money-back guarantee, you can try them out for yourself to start feeling the incredible difference Cognibiotics makes in your mood, mind, and performance. For an exclusive offer to my listeners, go to Cognibiotics.com/SHR. That's Cognibiotics.com/SHR and use code SHR10.
Quest Nutrition makes bars, cookies, chips, and pizzas out of complete dairy-based proteins. Our products minimize net carbs and sugar without sacrificing taste. Each delicious chocolate-flavored chip, cookie chunk, and crunchy crumble is custom-made to maintain Quest macros. It's time to enjoy foods that work for you, not against you. It's time to enjoy your Quest.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dan Matha. We're talking about downsizing, the mental side of carrying a lot of muscle and strength, and things in life cause you to have to give some of it up. You don't want to lose your identity. You don't want to feel less than. Hey, real quick question. Dan, do you have access to a sauna?
Currently, I do not.
Okay. Well, you're going to want to get on this because right now, one of our sponsors, Good Health Sauna, is giving away a $5,799 three-person far-infrared sauna. All you got to do is go to superhumanradio.net and there'll be a pop-up and you just sign up and that's it. This is a corner sauna. It'll go in the corner of any room, your bedroom or a spare room. Three people can sit in it comfortably. And they make the best saunas. They have the best customer service, best warranty in the industry. But more importantly, no electromagnetic fields emitted from their saunas and nothing toxic in the construction of the sauna. So this is like the best sauna in the world. You just have to go to superhumanradio.net. You'll see a pop-up and sign up to see if you can win a Good Health Far Infrared Sauna. That's all I got to say about that. So
I love the sauna, man.
Oh, so do I. Remember, we had the gym, we were always in it, man.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a glutton for that heat, too. I like a good 30-minute session. I want to be exhausted after that thing.
Yes. And do you know there's evidence that a sauna is an exercise mimetic? If you're one of these people who just can't do cardio, your knees bother you, sit in a sauna for 30 minutes. You get the same exact cardiovascular conditioning that you would if you walked. So there's a lot to it.
I did know that. I just read there was like a study that just recently came out on how 4 times a week at 20 minutes plus decreases all mortality rates by 40%.
And guess what? There was a study done about 10 years ago that shows that if you do 30 minutes of walking cardio in the morning, you're 70% less likely to have a heart attack that day.
Damn.
So that's what – and plus there's another benefit. So – and I don't want to get too far off the track here, but
right.
Raising body temperature has been shown to kill tumor cells. Dr. Daniel Gorder, who is now the head of a cancer hospital in Cologne, Germany, who was trained and a physician at UCLA, was curing the most aggressive pancreatic cancers using something called hyperthermia therapy. He basically put people in what looked like an iron lung and raised their core body temperature by 2 to 3 degrees. That was it. Kept their head out so that they didn't have, you know, the brain didn't freak out. And hyperthermia therapy has been shown to upregulate enzyme cascades that go after tumor cells and kill them. So if you have cancer in your family, having access to a sauna is absolutely a necessity for you. Absolutely.
Yeah. Get that sauna session.
There you go, brother. So let's get back to spirituality just for a minute. I want to wrap that up. A lot of people have a hard time looking at spirituality because they kind of feel like it's mumbo jumbo. But that's because they've been poisoned by religion, right?
Yeah. And I think also, I think that's a big part of it too. And, you know, you read a history book, you see all the terrible things that have been done in the name of religion, and it's kind of gotten a bad rap. But I also think too, spirituality requires you to start doing work, self-work. And I think that is something people are fearful of as well.
Like, what do you mean? They're fearful of what they're going to learn about themselves, or they just don't want – it's just too painful to look at who they are and what they've gone through?
Yeah, well, both. But I think in particularly it's going to – because spirituality requires you to go inward. You know, you don't reach externally for anything, which is the opposite of what our world is teaching us right now. So you have to dig inward, and it is not easy to dig inward. A lot of us stay superficial and we stay on the surface level, because when we get past the surface level, then we have to start digging into these unhealed traumas that we've acquired through our lifetime, whether it's in childhood, early adulthood. You know, I mean, we all deal with traumas all the time, and it's easier to just build a coping mechanism, you know, whether it's behavioral or substance, mechanism. It's easier to use those things and sweep that under the rug. And it's hard to do that introspective work, to dig in, right? Because you're going to have to deal with things that you don't want to deal with. And then you're going to have to learn things about yourself. Like, oh, maybe that argument I had with Susie, maybe I was the asshole. You know, or maybe I was insensitive here, or maybe I am aggressive and I steamroll people, or maybe I, you know, I am manipulative, whatever, you know, thing that each person has. We all have them, different to each of us, but we all have these unhealthy habits, and that spirituality forces you to go inward. And people they'll do anything they can to distract themselves from going inward.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. So in 2016, I tore a tricep. So prior to that, I tore 3 hamstring attachments, but they did not require surgery. So I just kind of recovered, and I got right back to it, and I started training again, and everything was cool. But then in 2016, I tore my left tricep, and I had to undergo surgery for it. And all of a sudden, I started to recognize, like, oh, damn, I'm starting to break stuff now. And I was doing a show with Dr. Mauro Di Pasquale, and during the show, I had a moment of clarity, and I said to Mauro, I don't think I'll be able to continue to host Suprema Radio. Like, if I can't train, if I can't be strong, like, I feel like I'm a fraud, I'm a liar. And I just put that out there because I really felt down on myself at that time. I was starting to go through this transition period. The truth is, I was starting to get comfortable with the idea that, hey, maybe I'm not going to be as strong as I am now as I get older. Maybe I'm actually going to have to start pulling back. And I don't know if you know who Jance Footed is, but Jance Footed is like a strong man. His wife is super strong. They're just a really athletic couple. I have a lot of respect for him. I never knew he listened to the show, by the way. This is kind of freaky. So in 2016, after I made that observation about myself, he sent me an email. And he said, you know, you mentioned feeling like you would be a liar of sorts if you tried to continue the show while not being able to perform in the gym. He said, but I can tell you that your greatest attribute is what you provide to the world through this show and not how much you can bench. To leave the show would be a tremendous loss to all of your listeners, and I gain and a gain to all of the snake oil salesmen out there. I wish you complete recovery. But look what he wrote, both physically and mentally.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's a guy that is super, like, he's so strong. He's just like you. And he picked out that it was a mental struggle that I was really going through and that I had to, I had to come to terms with. And obviously, I didn't quit the show. I kept doing the show. I'm still here today. But I've had to eat a lot of crappy things. Like I've had to eat some crappy things I've done. For instance, I was training one day and I was deadlifting and some guy came up to me and he said, how old are you? And at the time, I think I was like maybe 57, maybe 57. And he goes, I used to lift heavy like that, but I can't do it anymore. I says, how old are you? And he was like only 50. And I said, well, I actually used to lift heavier. I'm lifting heavier now, I said, than I did back then. And I did it to be a dick. I'm being honest. I did it to be a dick. It's like, you know what? I'm older than you and I'm stronger than you.
Right.
I've thought about that exchange over the past couple years. Like, what a dick I was to say that. Little did I know that I was going to hit some more big roadblocks and get sick and have to lose. Like, I've lost so much lower body muscle that if I don't have a belt on, my pants fall off because my ass is gone. I used to have a big, round ass. And right. Now I got one of these flat white boy asses now. It's like, Elisa laughs at me all the time. It's like, where did your ass go? Well, I'm not squatting. I'm not hip thrusting. I'm not deadlifting. I'm not doing anything heavy anymore. My lower body has just disappeared. But I feel bad about that guy now. I feel bad about trying to make him feel bad about himself because he was honest and said, you know, I just can't do that stuff anymore.
Yeah, that's like one of those circumstances where it's like it's almost like you look back now and it's almost like you were projecting.
Karma. Something. I feel like karma got me. I feel like, oh shit, karma got me. Yeah.
Yeah. That just kind of goes back to the ego. Everything kind of stems back to the ego in this regard, you know, like that comment you made, you know, you were older than him and you were like, yo, young whippersnapper, keep up.
Yeah.
I'm stronger than I've ever been. Right.
Right.
And, you know, at a certain point, you know, and there is something to that, you know, never let age limit you into like how strong you think you can be and whatnot. But also like you're finding out. You know, my grandparents always say this to me on my mom's side of the family, especially my papa. He always goes, getting old ain't for sissies.
Yes, I say that now. But I say the P word. I say, you know, getting old ain't for pussies. I'm like, you know, it is. It's hard work. But see, one of the things that I just talk – in fact, I'm going to lecture in front of a group of doctors in a month.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell them about the importance of getting their patients to get involved in progressive resistance training. And while we already know, like, the stronger you are, the longer you live, that's been proven now. That's been proven so many times it's not even a subject anymore. But there's another value to what we do. There's something called allostatic load, the accumulation. Like, okay, tricep, torn bicep, torn hams, 3 attachments, 2 attachments. I mean, I've really jacked myself up. A foot that's been reconstructed twice because I dropped a 45-pound plate on it while wearing 5 fingers, which was basically barefoot.
Nothing. Yeah. Right, damn.
And so I live with pain, but I can muscle through it because one of the things that training teaches you is to manage pain. When that bar is across your back and it's got 700 pounds on it, that bar feels like a cheese slicer. I mean, I used to have a callus up on my traps.
Yeah.
And so when you learn to ignore the pain and work through it, there's a great reward, because when you get older, you're going to be living with pain, but it won't stop you because you're used to managing pain. In fact, you're used to embracing pain. And so I'm going to lecture them about the importance of having their patients do progressive resistance training, specifically for their ability to muscle through, because getting old isn't for pussies. And you will, I don't care who you are, you can take fish oil, you can take all the supplements, you will have pain. You will have pain. Yeah.
I mean, I do. I honestly, I'm 32 and I'm in great shape and I still feel pain. I've been, and honestly, I couldn't tell you the last time I wasn't in pain. You know, and some of that, I've been playing collision sports for 20 years and training my body super hard and pushing my limits. But, I'm always in pain. So I definitely can feel, and I can only imagine where I'm going to be at and probably, you know, in another 30 years. Right. But that pain is, you know, no pain, no gain. Right. That's the expression, and there is something to it, but it's also some of us, you know, the flip side of things is, a lot of times we can be too tough. Our minds are stronger than our bodies. So it's like learning to listen to ourselves, right? And learning to know when pain is, when it's necessary to, you know, hammer down and push through that pain. And when it's like, oh, let me listen, let me lighten up a little bit or let off a little bit, you know, what's 3 weeks of kind of, you know, either switching exercises, taking something out, going a little bit less.
Right.
Than pushing through it and tearing or popping something, and then you're 6 months out and never the same, you know, because you're never the same after an injury. Never.
You know, and what? You're not only never the same physically, but you're never the same mentally, because after I tore my hamstrings, I noticed that, like, when I was training, I was much more apprehensive, because tearing those hamstrings came, like, they popped. And I was just doing something I always did. I was warming up on my deadlift. That's all I was doing. And after that, it was like, oh, wait a minute. Like, am I gonna tear a pec today? You know, it's like, because that came without any warning. It was like, I didn't expect that. I didn't even have like tendonitis or something to give me a warning. It was like pop, pop, pop. So yeah, once you injure yourself, you're never the same mentally either. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the mentality of people in our community when trying to get bigger and stronger is actually not in their best interest, maybe health-wise, but how they ignore it. Because remember, our tribe, we embrace reckless use of performance-enhancing drugs. And you know, like if you asked a young bodybuilder, you know, if you could be Mr. Olympia, but it would take 10 years off your life, they would be like, just show me how to do it. I'm ready. I'll take the 10 years off my life to get up on that stage. I want to talk about that mentality and how that affects the downsizing that may be necessary for some people, okay? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
When craving a snack, reach for Select Savory Snacks Sugar-Free Biltong, the healthy alternative to sugar-laden beef jerky. They use a fattier cut of beef, making it more tender and flavorful. For mealtime, choose from their 63 seasonings, which are sugar and additive-free. From chipotle rub to savory pumpkin spice, you'll find an option to suit your palate. Go to shrnetwork.biz/SSS today. Use code SHR15 to save 15% on any meat snack or seasoning. Savor the flavor today.
Do you remember those delicious toaster pastries you had when you were a kid? You know, the rectangular sugar-filled snacks? Well, guess what? Legendary Foods has just made low-carb toaster pastry. This is the first of its kind, and honestly, these things are amazing. They have 3 to 4 net carb, less than 1 gram of sugar, and 9 grams of protein. You can eat them right out of the wrapper or lightly toast them. The only question is, which flavor? Strawberry or brown sugar cinnamon? They're available at eatlegendary.com and Amazon. Are you still on the fence about Body Protection Complex BPC Oral from DrSeeds.com? Listen to Maggie Kuhn, one of the owners of the C-Bus Lifting Company gym in Columbus, Ohio.
I had been having some nagging tendon issues that weren't injuries, just things that were annoying. You know, I'm 58 years old, so just older tendon kind of issues. For us powerlifters, you know, we really don't stop training when we have just nagging issues. We just kind of keep pushing through. And I started the BPC. What I noticed was I was doing some heavy tricep stuff that that would have killed me before when I had an elbow problem. And I was able to do those with literally no pain at all.
Go to drseeds.com, DRSEEDS.com. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your bottle of BPC Body Protection Complex today.
Mind Bullet is a kratom product derived from the coffee family to boost energy and creative juices. Mind Bullet comes in both pill and liquid form for the ultimate pre-workout supplement. When needing a little pick-me-up or to get through the morning fog, Mind Bullet will set your productive course fast. Go to shrnetwork.biz/mindbullet, all one word, today, and save 20%. No subscription required. That's shrnetwork.biz/mindbullet. Get yours today.
Among the easiest and most popular ways to experience the life-altering benefits of hemp, Planet Earth CBD soft gels offer fast-acting effects as they release quickly. Made in a GMP-compliant, U.S. FDA-registered facility, you can count on Planet Earth's safe soft gels. These soft gels provide temporary relief from pain and so much more. Manufactured with the calming combination of chamomile and melatonin, you got yourself a long-needed CBD solution. 25 milligrams of nano-emulsified hemp extract per serving with anti-inflammatory agency, Planet Earth's sleep-supporting soft gels will have you forgetting about today's worries for a better tomorrow. Wine with Planet Earth CBD today.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000, or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's redcon, the number 1.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dan Matha about downsizing, the mental side of carrying muscle and strength, and sometimes you have to transition. How do you do it? So, you know, our tribe, we use drugs. I do. I've recently gone to a real HRT dose just because I'm not training hard anymore. But, you know, up until a year ago, I mean, a gram of test a week wasn't really anything big to me. And then I'd add little things into it like nandrolone phenylprope or something like that. This is obviously, I know that this is reckless. I'm 62. When I die, someone's going to blame it on my anabolic steroid use, even though it's not. You know, when you have a group of people that think that at all costs being big and strong is the most important thing, and we're talking about the younger guys today, right? The guys that are on Instagram and TikTok and they're posting pictures of themselves and they're in their 20s and 30s and they're juicing already. You know, how do you convince them that, like, dude, man, you need to find something else about yourself that you like? Because you're putting all your eggs in this basket, it's not a good thing.
Yeah, being jacked is not a personality trait. you know, like, that's not, you know, you can't put that on your Tinder profile. You know, that's not a personality trait. And a lot of people get attached to looking a certain way and this, you know, like we said before, you get attached to this. I got to look like this so I can be respected. I got to look like this so that I have value and I have worth. And you can do those things. You can train those things. But like once you go to the dark side, right, you start taking PEDs, performance-enhancing drugs. Honestly, unless you're a professional like athlete that has millions of dollars on the line, the risk-reward, you know, even if done – I mean, just doesn't make sense to me, you know? Like, you can build a great physique without those things. Now, it may take you 5-10 more years to do that, but you're not going to have to worry about all the health benefit or negative side effects that come. And the majority of people don't take the time to learn things properly, you know, because you just talked about how you can take you know, said substance and not have any health issues, right? But most people don't take the time to get their blood works done, you know, every 6 weeks. They don't take the time to know how a certain compound acts to their body and what's it going to do and what are the long-term effects. People just want now,
yeah,
because they're not thinking about anything. They're just thinking about themselves. They're just thinking about how can I get instant gratification? And that just goes back to what we were talking about with social media. We live in a world that is all about the illusion, you know. And a lot of times when you take performance enhancing drugs initially, a lot of times that's an illusion, because as soon as you come off of that, you lose that. Mm-hmm. That's gone. Mm-hmm. Right? And you know, you're going to keep things as long as you're training and things like that. I know you're going to keep a physique, but most of these people are relying on those things to, right, obtain those goals.
Right.
And it's like, listen, you're young, you're 20, you have no you're 20, 25. You have no concept of what 60 is going to be or what 50 is going to be, right? And you think like, oh, 30 years as a lion instead of 70 as a lamb.
Right.
But it's like, you know, when you're 50, you might think a lot different.
Those kind of axioms are lies. I mean, we say these things, but they're really not true. They're lies. You know, you're not a lamb just because you're not juicing, number one. Okay, but there's something else that you just used a word that I want to focus on for the remainder of the short time we have left, and that's respect. You know, I know guys who get pit bulls because they want to be respected. So people are afraid. If you've grown up in the streets, you know that fear is attributed. Respect is attributed to fear.
Right.
Kindness is seen as a weakness. If you're kind, if you're considerate, then you're weak because you can be gotten over on. But these are not true. Neither of these things are actually true. Because someone's afraid of you doesn't. Yes. Because someone's afraid of you doesn't mean they respect you. In fact, just because they're afraid of you, they may be talking about you behind your back. That's not respect. They're telling their kids, don't be like that. That's not respect. There's girls looking at you going, God, that guy's a major douchebag. That's not respect. People need to understand that if you feel the need to be feared, you need to get in and do some work on yourself, because mm-hmm. that is not a good way to go through life, being feared, because there will be guys who you will be afraid of that, like, now, okay, so now you're done, right? Now you got nothing left.
Yeah. Well, so fear, fear is a very, you know, a lot of times we operate if you're operating from a fear-based standpoint, you are lowering your vibration. You're working from a low vibrational state. And you're not going to attract high vibrational things to you, right? So respect can only come if you respect yourself first. So, and that's not to say that people can't disrespect you even if you respect yourself. But when you have true self-value, when you know your worth and what you provide, you respect yourself and others will respect you because of that.
Right.
And you'll learn how to draw the line for disrespect and respectful behavior towards you. You know? And then you truly become in love with yourself to the point, and not in a narcissistic sense, but where you have so much love for yourself, you refuse to allow people disrespect you.
Right.
And you don't have to be aggressive. You don't have to be a macho masculine. You just need to be assertive.
Right.
Because there's a difference between being aggressive to get what you want, being dangerous, or being manipulative to get what you want. Those are aggressive behaviors. Or being assertive, saying, this is what I want, and this is how I want to be treated. Now, you don't have to obey those. You don't even have to give those to me. But I'm letting you know that this is my value. This is what I think that I'm worth, and this is how I expect to be treated. If you choose not to treat me this way, that's fine. That's on you. But I'm going to walk away, or I'm going to keep you away from me, or
right,
whatever, you know.
Right, right.
And that's where you start finding self-respect. That's where, that, you know, you don't need a dog, you don't need a gun, you don't need, you know, 70 right. pounds of pure muscle
right.
to have respect, you know. The respect comes when you do that introspective work, where it's like, oh, I'm a disciplined individual. I've worked out for the past 10 years every other day, eaten healthy, and I've built this physique. Or, you know, I've got a family that I've raised, and they're happy, and I'm happy. That respect that I have because of those things, because I am putting in, you know, back to being a trench digger, right? I'm digging these trenches. I'm doing this daily work right. That like brings value to myself.
Right. Right. No, I agree. This has been a great discussion. Tell people how they can find your podcast. One more time.
So you can find, right now, like I said, I'm on YouTube. You can go to Dan Matha on YouTube and you'll find all my posts, whether I put all my podcasts on there, vlogs, food stuff as well. Also, you can go, I have a website, danmatha.com. And then on there, you can find everything. I have my podcast on there. I have my acting portfolio on there. And then I also have my training services on there. So anything for Dan Matha, go to danmatha.com. And then you can find me across every platform with just typing in Dan Matha.
Thanks for doing this today, Dan.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me. When you sent this to me, I was super excited about it. So I hope everybody got value from it. Yeah. And I appreciate you having me on, Carl.
All right. We'll talk soon. Okay, brother?
Later, bro.
I'm going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want to just wrap up a couple things that the show did this week. And I also need your help with a project that I'm working on. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Everybody wants to feel better, be healthier, and happier. If you don't sweat profusely on a regular basis, you won't feel as good as you could. Studies have shown the power of infrared sauna. Infrared penetrates 1 to 2 inches into the body. It helps those with back pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, depression, and anxiety. Patients get relief from infrared sauna. The Good Health Sauna has been shown to be an exercise mimetic, conveying many of the same benefits as cardio. There are a lot of reasons people buy a Good Health Sauna, but the bottom line is you will be a much happier, healthier person by using the Good Health Sauna every day. You'll crave it. You'll love it, and it will be the best purchase you have ever made. Good Health Saunas provide commercial-grade saunas for in-home and commercial use, backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. Unmatched customer service and the best financing makes owning one easy and will fit any budget. Go to goodhealthsauna.com/superhumanradio to learn more and save 25% off.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new transformation challenge and win $10,000, or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
Do you remember those delicious toaster pastries you had when you were a kid? You know, the rectangular sugar-filled snacks? Well, guess what? Legendary Foods has just made low-carb toaster pastry. This is the first of its kind, and honestly, these things are amazing. They have 3 to 4 net carb, less than 1 gram of sugar, and 9 grams of protein. You can eat them right out of the wrapper or lightly toast them. The only question is, which flavor? Strawberry or brown sugar cinnamon? They're available at eatlegendary.com and Amazon.
Want to improve mental energy and focus? Try the new Superhuman Stack from Pure Nootropics. Stack Dynamin, Salbutamin, Theocrine, and Palmitoyl Ethanolamide together and feel the lights go on in your brain. Find your perfect mix of these four. Carl likes 1 cap of each and 2 caps of Dynamin. Bam! Lights on. Go to shrnetwork.biz/superhumanstack, all one word, today and get yours for 25% off plus free shipping. That's shrnetwork.biz/superhumanstack.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it,
you'll gain with it.
Chronic stress leaves us tired, distracted, and physically vulnerable. Apollo Neuro is here to help you take control. Apollo Neuro is a new wearable that trains your nervous system to be more resilient to stress. Apollo's gentle vibrations use your sense of touch to help you recover from stress, going from fight or flight to rest and digest so you can relax, get to sleep, focus, and stay healthy. Developed by physicians and neuroscientists, Apollo Neuro has been tested in multiple clinical trials and is proven to improve heart rate variability, the key biometric of stress. Special offer for friends of Superhuman Radio. Try Apollo Neuro today and get 15% off your purchase at apolloneuro.com/superhuman. That's apolloneuro.com/superhuman.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Man, I am so pissed off that we lost 4 Facebook feeds immediately upon when the show started. I have no idea what happened. But we're going to have to repost this video up on Facebook later today so that people can watch it. I think it was a valuable discussion. Okay, 2 things I really need people to do for me. Very, very quick, okay? Number one, if you've been a fan of Superhuman Radio for a while, I'd love for you to take your smartphone, point the camera at yourself, and give me 30 seconds, whatever. No longer than 3 minutes, but just tell me what the show means to you. That's it. Go to shrnetwork.biz/yourstory. We are putting together a montage. We're getting lots of good videos. I would love for you to include yourself. The more the merrier. I mean, over 14 years, I've got to have a lot of people who have some good feelings about the show. But like I've been saying, maybe you don't like the show. Maybe you think I'm a douchebag. And the only reason why you watch is because you want to see me mess up. Well, tell me that too. I got thick skin. I'm a big boy. I can handle it. I want to hear the good and the bad. I really, really do. The other thing is, along with the fact that we are giving away an almost $6,000 sauna right now, thanks to Good Health Saunas, you just have to go to superhumanradio.net. You'll see a pop-up. Enter to win. That's it. But more importantly, we are redesigning the website. I would love for you to go to the website, take a look at it, and just email me at onair@superhumanradio.net if you like the old website better or the way the new website is coming together. And it's still a work in progress. We have a lot more to do to it. But I'd really appreciate people's input because I don't care what the website looks like. All I care about is that the people who visit it like what it looks like its functionality, are happy with it. It doesn't matter to me what the website looks like. So I'm putting this out there. We are in the process of redesigning the website. If you can go to superhumanradio.net, take a look at it and email me at onair@superhumanradio.net. And just let me know, thumbs down, thumbs up. We like the old website better. Nah, this is good. Maybe you should do this. Your suggestions are very valuable to me. Help me out. So help me with those 2 things. Go to shrnetwork.biz/ your story, and please send me your, I'm sorry, point your phone at yourself, record yourself saying something about the show, and send it to, you'll upload it at shrnetwork.biz/your story, and please visit superhumanradio.net and let me know what you think of the new website. That's it for this week. We have lots of great shows. We have a show next week that is going to astonish you. We've talked a lot about rapamycin on the show over the years. I was the first person to start talking about it, I think back in 2012 or something like that, when Dr. Blagoskloney first published his paper on it that everyone ignored. I have wondered if rapamycin inhibits hypertrophy, protein synthesis, after working out. Well, we have a study from Germany where it shows that it actually protects you from losing muscle. So we're going to get into it if it actually may aid you in building muscle. This is fascinating. You won't get this anywhere else but here on Superhuman Radio. See you next week. Have a wonderful weekend. Please share the show. Always share the show. Thank you.